society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Over the past week, the beloved ACT Party have been dragged on social media for bizarre comments related to politically correct foodstuffs. On ACT's Twitter account, that's right, it's pronounced Twitter, not X, the party commented on a recent change to the government's lunch in schools program. Despite cutting $107 million from the
Ka Ora, Ka Ako
lunch in schools scheme, the government is able to feed extra students by replacing some of the previous food options, such as sirloin crudo, caviar and champagne, with gruel and tap water. The ACT Party's Twitter post said these were welcome changes, and that the party is happy to phase out, quote,
woke food like quinoa in sushi.
While being interviewed on pundit Jeremiah St. Patrick's livestream show, Born Again Kiwi, party leader David Seymour said this in response to the criticism.
I take offence at being referred to as a cuck.
Do these comments about woke foods reflect a notion, an idea from ACT that social justice is for sissies? To figure that out, we arranged for an interview with future Deputy Prime Minister and Android David Seymour. However, we soon discovered that someone had switched his language settings from English to Mandarin and set his vocal settings to 2x speed. As we couldn't afford a translator in time for this broadcast, we had no idea what Mr. 10010, Mr. Seymour was saying.
你好,大家好,我是新总党党会David Seymour,我祝大家新年快乐。你好,大家好,我祝你是David Seymour,我是新总党党会,谢谢,再见。
And for next week on Politics Now, does the government ever make mistakes? Our investigation may shock you.